So here's a quote from the Christian writer Flannery O'Connor that sums up the season of Lent, what we're in now. She writes that all human nature vigorously resists grace because grace changes us. Change is painful. Lent is a time of year in the Christian church to focus on how grace changes us through the cross of Jesus Christ.
有一位基督教嘅作家奥康纳总结咗四季嘅金句，佢话：所有人类嘅本性都系极力地拒绝恩典，因为恩典会改变我哋，而改变总是痛苦的。教会喺大斋期通过耶稣嘅十字架、书与受告同埋禁食，寻求喺救主耶稣嘅基督嘅恩典里被更新。
This season of Lent, we journey like we do every Lent with Jesus to the cross and realize, as Flannery O'Connor goes on to say, just how much religion costs. Many think that faith is kind of like an electric blanket when it's really more of the cross, the grace of the cross of Jesus. It changes us and changes painful.
在这个大祭期，我们与耶稣一起踏上十字架，并且意识到奥康纳的金句，宗教要花多少钱，认为信心是一条大电热毡，当然就是十字架。恩典改变了我们，改变是痛苦的，十字架的恩典改变了我们，改变是痛苦的。
Our Old Testament reading today is from Genesis, and it shows us the painful reality of the cross of Christ. That cross of Jesus Christ is at the very heart of the entire Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Bible teaches that we would only know, it says, Christ crucified.
我们今天的旧约圣经创世纪说明了耶稣的十字架真是痛苦。基督的十字架是整本圣经的核心，包括了新约和旧约。圣经告诉我们，基督被钉十字架。
All of the Bible, it actually finds its focus in the cross of Jesus Christ. And we find this in our Old Testament reading from Genesis today. Genesis means beginnings or origins. Genesis, the first book of the Bible. And right there at the beginning of the Bible, God our Father is pointing us right to the cross of Jesus Christ, His Son.
圣经的中心思想是耶稣的十字架。我们今天的旧约圣经创世纪说明了这一点。创世纪的意思开始，创世纪的意思是开始，创世纪是圣经的第一卷书。一开始，我们的父神就把我们引向他的儿子耶稣的十字架。
Our Old Testament reading is about sacrifice. Sacrifice is costly. Grace is painful. It involves sacrifice. In our Old Testament reading today from Genesis chapter 22, we meet Abraham and his son Isaac. And Abraham's name means the father of many or a multitude. The New Testament teaches that we are all children of Abraham, all by faith in Jesus. Abraham is the father of many, he's the father of us all by faith in Jesus Christ.
我们今天的旧约圣经是关于牺牲，牺牲是代价高昂，恩典是痛苦，涉及牺牲。我们今天的旧约圣经创世纪第22章是关于亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒。亚伯拉罕的名字意思是许多人的父亲。 新約聖經話我哋係阿伯拉罕嘅子孫，因為我哋信耶穌。阿伯拉罕係許多人嘅父親，因為信耶穌而成為我哋所有人嘅父親。
We see in our Old Testament reading today how Abraham is the father of faith in Jesus. God the Father tells Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. Isaac is that son of the promise. God our Father gives Isaac as the son of Abraham and Sarah. And it is from Isaac and Isaac's descendants and family that God the Father sends his own son, Jesus Christ.
我哋今日嘅旧约圣经话俾我哋知，亚伯拉罕系耶稣信仰之父，父神吩咐亚伯拉罕牺牲佢自己嘅儿子以撒，以撒系天父应许嘅儿子，我哋嘅父神赐给以撒作为亚伯拉罕同埋撒拿嘅儿子。父神差遣自己嘅儿子耶稣作为以撒嘅后裔。
In our Old Testament reading today, God puts that faith in the future to test. Testing whether God will be there, and Abraham is the father of the promise or the father of many. Putting that on trial. Abraham is told to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. Father Abraham lays the wood of the sacrifice on his son Isaac. And Abraham says to Isaac, God will provide for himself the lamb for the sacrifice.
我哋今日嘅旧约圣经话俾我哋知，上帝把呢种信心放喺未来。亚伯拉罕系信心嘅父亲，也系许多人嘅父亲。经受过考验，亚伯拉罕被告知要牺牲他唯一的儿子以撒，亚伯拉罕用柴放在儿子的以撒身上，亚伯拉罕对儿子说，神必为自己预备羔羊作为祭物。
Abraham is the father of faith in Jesus. Abraham believes that God will provide a lamb for the sacrifice, providing sacrifice. That's what our God does for Abraham, for Isaac, and for us.
亚伯拉罕是耶稣信仰之父。亚伯拉罕相信上帝会提高羔羊为献祭，献祭这个就是我们的神为亚伯拉罕、为以撒、为我们所做的。
God our Father spares the sacrifice of Isaac, Abraham's son. God provides a sacrifice instead of Isaac. Providing sacrifice. That's what God does for Isaac and for us. He provides his own son Jesus as our providing sacrifice.
我哋嘅父神饶恕咗亚伯拉罕，废除咗以撒嘅牺牲嘅献祭。我哋嘅父神赐自己嘅儿子耶稣基督作为我哋嘅祭物。
Our Old Testament reading today points directly to the providing sacrifice of Jesus. God our Father puts his love to the test. For us, he gives his only son, Jesus, the son of the promise of salvation, gives him up. Just as Isaac carries the wood of the sacrifice, Jesus carries the wood of our sin, the wood of the cross, the sacrifice to God. God our Father provides the Lamb of God, Jesus, who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus, God's own son, is the providing sacrifice who dies for our sins.
我哋今日嘅旧约圣经话俾我哋知，耶稣为我哋作献祭，我哋嘅父神考验佢对我哋嘅爱， 佢俾我哋唯一嘅儿子耶稣，以撒背负木柴，耶稣系背负十字架，以撒系被放喺祭坛上，耶稣系被钉喺十字架上。我哋嘅父神提供咗神嘅羔羊耶稣，佢带走咗世人嘅罪孽。耶稣上帝嘅儿子是我们的罪而死的献祭。
Abraham is the father of faith, faith in Jesus. Abraham believes and trusts in the promises of God to provide the lamb for the sacrifice. Faith trusts God to provide. And Abraham believes in Jesus, the lamb of God, that final and ultimate sacrifice for sin and death. Abraham then is our father of faith in Jesus, our providing sacrifice.
阿伯拉罕被称为信心之父。阿伯拉罕顺从，阿伯拉罕顺从地献上佢嘅爱子独生子以撒为献祭，因为佢相信神一定会将以撒从死里复活，佢重新得回自己嘅儿子，以现实父神答应佢嘅係俾返一個仔佢。
Providing sacrifice, that's what God our Father does for Abraham, for Isaac, for all of us in Jesus. You know, our Heavenly Father, that's what He does. He provides. He provides, right, for our bodies and souls. He provides for us richly and daily, takes care of us and protects us in so many ways. You think about all the ways that God has blessed you today and will tomorrow. And when you add to that, what God does, our Father, in Jesus Christ, consider God's own Son. He's the providing sacrifice for all of our sin and shame, wrongs and blame, or even death. In and through that sacrifice of Jesus, we have the promise of eternal life for all who believe, meaning we lack nothing in body or soul in God's providing sacrifice for us.
提供牺牲就是我们的父神所做的，为阿伯拉罕和以撒，为我们所有人在耶稣里，我们的父神提供我们所需要的一切，以支持我们的身体和灵魂，每日丰富地照顾和保护我们。想一下我们的父神为我们每日都供应了所有的方式，想一下父神的儿子耶稣，他怎样为我们作出献祭，为所有的羞耻、所有的错觉、所有的责备甚至死亡，通过耶稣的牺牲，我们得到所有相信耶稣的人永生的应许。上帝提高了耶稣的牺牲，我们什么都不缺。
It's easy to come at it every day from what we lack, or what we don't have, or what we fall short on, or what's missing, whether what we need or what we want, or from a point of scarcity even with God. From my work in many churches over the years, I find this is a temptation, especially for churches in the city. Scarcity. But God wants provision. God wants blessing. God wants multiplication. That's what He gives us. And He wants us to approach Him from a vantage point of provision and blessings.
我们好不容易考虑到缺少些什么东西，数一数没什么缺少，无论我们需要或者想要的东西，上帝都供应其余所有的一切给我们。
Providing sacrifice, that's God's way for our lives as Christians in faith and in service. God provides the sacrifice of Jesus for us, that as scripture says, we would be living sacrifices for each other, that we would bring sacrifices or live as sacrifices for each other, or bearing one another's burdens or carrying the cross, to be providing sacrifices.
献祭就是神赐给我们的生命、信仰和 事的方式，上帝为我们的为我们提供了耶稣的牺牲，正如圣经所讲，我们愿意为他人牺牲自己，我们愿意为彼此献祭，承担彼此的重担，提供祭品。
There are many ways we consider, can look at providing sacrifices in Jesus. One way is our offerings. That's a providing of a sacrifice to God in Jesus Christ as Jesus offers himself for us. To provide sacrifices of laying down our pride, our ego, to listen to others and not ignore them as Jesus doesn't ignore us. To provide positive encouragement to each other. Hold back on our own needs, just as Jesus encourages us, and always go forward with providing his power and his hope.
在耶稣里，很多方法可以提供献祭，为了献上我们的祭物，我们献给上帝的礼物，就是好像耶稣为我们献祭他这样，为我们的骄傲提供牺牲，放下自我，倾听同埋服侍服务他人，不要以被动的攻击性方式忽视他们，因为耶稣从不忽视我们。互相鼓励，并且抑制我们自己的需求，就好像耶稣这样用他的力量同埋希望鼓舞我哋。
Sacrifice is hard, after all, as that quote says, all human nature vigorously resists grace, because grace changes us. Grace is painful. People don't like change. Grace is found in the cross of Christ, in the providing sacrifice of Jesus. And we're called in Jesus to carry our crosses in providing sacrifice for others.
牺牲是好真的很难的，毕竟所有人类的本性都是极力地拒绝恩典，因为恩典会改变我们，而改变是总是痛苦的。恩典在基督的十字架上，是耶稣的献祭上，我们在耶稣里被呼召，背负十字架为他人献祭。
Many think faith is like a big electric blanket. As Flannery O'Connor reminds us, it's more like the cross, the grace of cross, the cross which changes us. It's painful to change from self-centeredness, and that's what that sin is to providing sacrifice for others. The pain of confession, of humility, of service, it is transformative, just like the cross of Jesus.
许多人认为信心是一条大热电毡，而信心当然是十字架。耶稣十字架的恩典改变我们，改变是痛苦的。从以自我为中心，这个就是罪，转变为提供牺牲的痛苦。这一种忏悔、谦卑服务被耶稣的恩典更新。
You know, I've never really encountered anything worth doing in life that doesn't involve some kind of pain of sacrifice, whether it's work or marriage or school or family or friends. And we live in a culture awash in avoiding all kinds of pain and avoiding all kinds of blame. And it's precisely the pain, though, of providing sacrifice. That is the very essence of grace. And while we might resist this grace because it changes us and change is painful, it's grace found in the cross of Christ. It's transformative. It's providing sacrifice of Jesus.
在生活上，我从来都未曾遇过任何的一件事情涉及某种的牺牲的痛苦，无论是工作、学校、家人还是朋友，我们生活在一个避免所有痛苦的环境里，献祭的痛苦才是恩典的本质。 所有人类的本性都是极力地拒绝恩典，因为恩典会改变我们，而改变总是痛苦的。恩典在耶稣基督的十字架上，在耶稣 的献祭上。
God our Father gives us the providing sacrifice of his own son Jesus Christ, to Abraham, to Isaac, to you, to me. There is grace, mercy, and peace found in this cross of Jesus Christ. The grace of the cross of Christ, the providing sacrifice which changes us to be providing sacrifices to others. Lent is a time to not resist this change, painful as it might be. The cross of Jesus stands before us. It calls us to let go of our own egos and find wholeness and healing as providing sacrifices.
我们的父神将神的羔羊耶稣献给亚伯拉罕、以撒、你和我，在耶稣的十字架上可以找到恩典、怜悯和平安。基督十字架的恩典，上帝提供的牺牲改变了我们，成为为他人提供牺牲。不要抗拒这种变化，尽管它可能很痛苦。耶稣的十字架是立在我们面前，呼唤我们放下自我，并且找到完整的医治作为提供的牺牲。阿门。